Today's mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Steve and Mary Archuleta and Eduardo Maria Jake and Jerry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember that tomorrow we do not have the normal morning mass at 8 a.m., but we will have the funeral mass down for Ramona in Puerto de Luna at 11 o'clock, and prior to that they will be having the rosary, which is there if you're able to make it for that. At least pray for the repose of her soul, even if you are not able to do so, particularly as it will be the first Saturday. And so if you go to that mass, even though it's a funeral, it will count for your first Saturday devotional mass. Do remember to observe all the other things which Our Lady says, that you might obtain the promises which she promises. Now, here we have the Feast of St. Jerome, and as you know, St. Jerome is the great translator of the Holy Scriptures. He's one of the great saints. In fact, he's one of the most difficult saints. He's kind of a curmudgeon. His life was in constant conflict. Who did he struggle with? He struggled with a lot of people. He struggled with the Pope sometimes. He struggled with St. Augustine sometimes. He struggled with a bunch of other incredibly holy people, and they would fight, and they would come to blows with words, not with fists, typically, but they would get really nasty between the two of them. And we have their writings. They go back and forth between one another. We see that there is fighting even among the saints. Saints fight with each other, not just with those who are trying to attack Christ, attack the gospel, attack the faith. They fight with each other. And what that should do is that should give you and I courage at moments when we struggle with those who also practice the faith here within our community, even who come to Mass with us. We struggle. That's totally fine in the sense that it's not something which is a death knell to your ability to love God. It will harm it greatly if you continue with that. But so there's something about St. Jerome. When you read about his life and you discover him, you always see him pictured what? Near emaciated. You see him there nearly naked. You see him there often within a cave. And you see him there often with some large piedras right next to him, large stones. Why is that? It's because even though he was cantankerous, tough to live with, and got into serious attitudinal issues with others, he was a man of great penance. He's a man who recognized that he was terrible in so many ways. He saw that he fell so greatly, and so what did he do? He did those great acts of penance. He would go around near naked in that way to expose his body to the cold, because sometimes he gave somebody too much of a cold shoulder. He realized that sometimes that he'd beat people up in ways because his temper would get ahead of him, so what he would do, he would beat his own flesh with stones. He says, here I am throwing stones at others. Well, I need these stones to hit me and to discipline my flesh to not go so quickly in that way. And on and on. He said, I'm feeding vice within my life, so I'm going to deprive the body of food. These are the ways of the saints. These are the saints. And so even as you and I fail so greatly, well, what the saints say is that if you and I wish to grow in holiness, we really have to discipline the flesh, bring it under submission. St. Paul says it so beautifully in so many ways. One of my favorite passages within his writings, he says, I beat my body into submission. I make it my slave. How different is that than the way that so many of our contemporaries live, where they say, I will cushion my body, I will protect it from all sorts of things, even from the slightest bit of chill, from the least bit of deprivation of hunger, so that I have to continually snack throughout the day, all these things which go on that I can't even let go of something simple as meat on a Friday, because I must feed my flesh in however I wish to do so. Don't let anybody impinge upon my freedom, not even the faith. The way forward is to bring our bodies under our full control, so that it can be placed not under our full control, so we can do whatever it is what we want. No, that's not freedom. To place it totally under the control of Christ. If you're not there yet, if you still struggle, if sometimes your temper flies off when you're in traffic, or when you're in conversation with somebody, or somebody gets you really heated on a topic you're real sore on, guess what? Go to Saint Jerome. He knows what that's like. He knows what it's like, and he knows the way forward. Ask him for the grace to find a penance that is appropriate to you within your life. Our Lord says here, he says, whoa, 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 saying, you think you're so hot, you think you're going to be so great because you've been visited in so many ways. If you're not listening to the words which I preach, well, you're going to be rejected. So put your life in order. Even those pagan people who had their cities destroyed will have it easier on the day of judgment if you will not respond to the word of life who is physically walking among you. So ask our Lord for the grace during this Mass to find those ways in which we can indeed beat our bodies into submission, as St. Paul speaks about, to make it our slave. That no matter how the flesh goes awry, that there's still an opportunity at whatever age we have, and whatever time we've attended ourselves to have that attitudinal adjustment, and to take on, as our Lord says, and as St. Jerome speaks so strongly, to put on the mind of Christ Jesus our Lord, that may be the same mind and motivation that goes through all of our actions, particularly when we fail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.